restoration of all things, blood reconciling. We'll call this the blood reconciling three. Really, it's a segue off of the blood atonement or bridge. In Exodus 22, it talks about restitution or restoring. First, it says, and I'm just going to give you a basic overview, but it says, if a man shall steal, kill, or sell an ox or a sheep, or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. And if the thief is found breaking up and be spent and that he die, there shall be no blood shed for him. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he shall make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. I just want to look at this and observe that Exodus 22 talks about the restoration has in the idea restoration and a payback, a full restitution for the offenses. And this is Exodus 22, 1 through 31. And these are all for crimes and for sins. And that you should give to make right what crime, sins have been perpetrated against others for concerning property or other issues, mainly theft, murder, etc. So this is the idea of restoration or making restitution, because we're going to really start to expand now as we come into more of these ideas, the flowering of the idea of restoration or restitution. Psalm 23, he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Here in Psalm 23, it indicates that the restoration of a soul is into righteousness. That once it was in iniquity and sin, and now God himself shows him the paths of righteousness. The law was the taskmaster, the sort of parameters, but Yeshua, Jesus, is the way. And let's look at Mark 9:1, and they ask him, well, why did the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he answered and told him, indeed, Elijah has come first and restores all things. Restores all things. I'm sorry, it's Mark 9:11. In this context of this verse, where it says, "What?" Then he said to them, and as I'm told, Elijah is coming first and restores all things. What does this mean? Apokathostemeia? Apokathostemeia is to reconstitute in health, form, or organization, to restore again, to bring it back to the original pattern that was ordained, back to the garden. I will be reflecting this idea to make restitution. And how it is written, Mark 9:12, concerning the Son of Man, that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt. And I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it was written of him. Acts 3, we'll start up here in Acts 3:17. But now, brothers, I wrote that through ignorance you did, as did also your rulers. But the things which God had before shown by the mouth of all of his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached to you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, this is a tremendous passage. The restitution of all things. Oh, my. until the time. All right, let's look at that word, restitution, here in the Greek. It's the same one, apokostasis, the reconstitution or restitution. So all these things are the restoration of all things, the reconstitution, the restoring.